This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Talia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Talia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Talia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Talia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I didn't watch the Oscars last night. I kind of wish I did because it sounded like there was a real big screw-up at the end of the night. I guess Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway were given the wrong card. I guess these cards, when they announce the Oscars, are in duplicate. And so he looks at the card. He does a double take, which to me means everybody knows who the winner is except us in the audience. So he looks shocked. Then he gives it to Faye Dunaway, and she says, La La Land. And I still haven't seen La La Land, by the way. I haven't seen any of these movies. I just don't seem to go out that much. I did see Ted 2, and I guess Sausage Party is still on my to-do list. But I need to actually get out there. And I did see the Star Wars movie. I absolutely saw the Star Wars movie. So I got to see more of these Oscar-type flicks. So anyway, I guess he and Faye Dunaway read La La Land. And after La La Land gives all their acceptance speeches, they come to find out, because there's a bunch of hustle and bustle on the stage, that they didn't win, but Moonlight won. So they had to bring Moonlight back onto the stage. Warren Beatty was like, look, it's not my fault. Okay, they gave me the Emma Stone card. I didn't know what that had to do with it. And then Jimmy Kimmel blamed Steve Harvey. So that was the big, huge thing. And you know, is it just me? And I'm not saying this is set up, but remember the whole Steve Harvey thing where he named the wrong Miss America or the Miss Universe? He named the wrong person. And then somebody has to give their crown back. I mean, come on, really, the second time for this to happen in a year? I'm just wondering if these are ways for people to make things go viral. I think the Oscars have been really dropping in their ratings. And again, I'm not accusing them of doing this on purpose. I just think there's a lot of half-assed stuff going on, and somebody messed up. But boy, are these mess-ups happening more and more again. It just seems to me just a little peculiar. Personally, I didn't watch the Oscars, not because of the political stuff. I really don't like seeing stars sit there and get political. Okay, with the exception of Ronald Reagan, that was about it. Okay, because we saw what happened with Arnold Schwarzenegger. So as far as I'm concerned, after Ronald Reagan went political, I was fine with that. After that, I don't think we need to see it anymore. So but that's not why I wasn't going to watch the Oscars. My kid's birthday was yesterday, and my husband's birthday was a couple days prior, so it was kind of a pretty exciting weekend. And my son, he wanted to watch a movie, and he wanted to watch Braveheart, so we were watching that throughout the Oscars, so we missed all the activity. But, you know, my son, you know, he's 17 now, and I think he was a little frustrated because, you know, throughout his birthday, we really didn't do much, you know, for him. And in the middle of watching Braveheart, and I really didn't want to see a lot of the gory scenes, you know, I'm like, let's go do your birthday cake. He's like, but Mom, I don't want to do my birthday cake now. You know, it's my birthday, I decide. And I go, no. You're getting this all wrong. You're completely getting this all wrong. Your birthday has nothing to do with you. We're celebrating my healing from an episiotomy 17 years ago. So this is all about Mommy and her Lily, okay? That's what this birthday is about. If I want cake, because I gave birth to you 17 years ago, this day is more about me than it is about you. So we opened up the birthday cake. And the reason why I bring this up, and why I tied it into Oscars, is I guess Oscar nominees or whatever get a bunch of freebies. And those who go to the Oscars, I think even not the nominees, but the presenters or whoever's in the audience, they get little goodies. And some of these goodies are thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. So these gift bags that people got. According to this one article out of Fox News, one of them was a pelvic floor trainer, a medical grade silicone waterproof pelvic floor exerciser. And it's a device that aims to strengthen a woman's pelvic muscles to help improve their sex lives. It's called the Elvie, E-L-V-I-E, and it costs $199. And I guess you get it for free if you show up to the Oscars or if you're nominated. I don't understand why the Dr. Dahlia Show and radio don't have Oscars. We really should. We should have like a Oscars of radio shows. And anyway, it's supposed to help you, I guess, in a way, you know, you do the Kegel exercises. You place the device inside the vagina. The tail is on the outside. And then there's an accompanying app via Bluetooth. I wouldn't be surprised if you could also stream this on Skype or Facebook Live. And anyway, so you get to sit there and you work out your pelvic floor, which after my giving birth to my big-headed kids 17 years ago, I really could use something like this. You know, a lot of us women, after we give birth, we pee on ourselves. Sex is different. We don't want to take selfies. You know, I mean, just a lot of things. Not that that should be taken a selfie of by any means, but we just don't feel, our faces change, our boobs change. We just completely go from being attractive to unattractive. And that's what happens when you give birth in evolution or in the animal kingdom. Okay, you're not supposed to be a hot mother. All right, you're supposed to give birth and be attractive to nobody but the father of your children in the animal kingdom. So that's why this happens. So I find it very interesting that they have one of these things. I don't really know what the data shows if something like this works. Personally, I don't think it's a really good idea to stick anything inside that isn't clean and that was, you know, thrown into a goodie bag. I would particularly try to sterilize it before you use it. But I got to tell you, for those people that don't know how to Kegel, a lot of times we have to use biofeedback and teach you what muscles. And sometimes we lose the nerves to those muscles, so we don't know what we're doing. By the way, some of the other freebies, I guess, included a 3-day visit at a private California mansion. There was a chapstick, foot cream, a personal CPR kit, energy bar, and underarm patches to prevent sweat stains. So, very cool. By the way, the total freebies amounted to $100,000. That was one heck of a bag. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over 3 decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro 1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, at Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Boy, it was also a very rough weekend in terms of losing celebrities. Judge Wapner passed away, the famous Judge Wapner. In fact, I think my father had it wasn't a citation. I think he had a court case years ago when I was younger, and Judge Wapner presided over the case, and he said he was very, very fair, and he was really, really impressed with Judge Wapner, and unfortunately, he left us at the age of 97 of, they say, natural causes. Also, we lost the 7'7" tall, Game of Thrones actor, Neil Fingleton. He dies at age 36. He played Mag the Mighty in Game of Thrones. He was Britain's tallest man, and unfortunately he died from heart failure. He was also recognized by the Guinness World Record in 2007 as the UK's tallest man, and he was born in Northeast England back in 1980. And he said he had always remembered being taller than everyone since he could remember. He was a basketball natural, played basketball, and then he had he went on to work in X-Men First Class, Doctor Who, and then, of course, Game of Thrones. And unfortunately, people that are very, very tall, whether it's a growth hormone that's making them tall or some sort of a genetic variant, many of them have, unfortunately, very large hearts. And these very large hearts could unfortunately put them at risk for heart failure. So we say goodbye to him. And Bill Paxton died over the weekend, age 61, from a stroke that he had after having heart surgery. We remember Bill Paxton from Twister, True Lies, Apollo 13. I remember him as Chet in Weird Science. There was a scene in Terminator where he was like the punk guy taking on naked Arnold Schwarzenegger. So that's how I remember. I definitely remember that scene. And won an Emmy for Hatfields and McCoys. And unfortunately, the actor was nervous about having a heart procedure. We're not exactly sure what that is as of yet, if it was a bypass surgery. But apparently he had been concerned, and he had been working on some projects at the time. And, of course, his colleagues wished him well, you know, and was very optimistic about him coming out of the procedure well. And unfortunately, he underwent a stroke postoperatively and passed. His family statement reads, "It's with heavy hearts we share the news that Bill Paxton has passed away due to complications from surgery." And, you know, we've talked about strokes. Strokes, unfortunately, very, very frightening. Happen many times in men over women, and a study has just come out saying men appear to be treated quicker for strokes than women. A lot of people, you know, think that, you know, heart attacks and strokes are something that are more likely to hit a male. So when a female comes in, they may diagnose it with anxiety, or they may think that it's a nerve pinch or something else going on, and not think about stroke first thing when they see a female. And we need to, you know, we need to retrain medical providers and hospital staff to realize that, you know, when it comes to strokes and heart disease, you know, it's still, you know, high in both sexes. And so when a woman comes in, you know, having numbness in the face or difficulty speaking or weakness, et cetera, you have got to think of stroke. So signs of stroke would be weakness on one side of the body, loss of balance, numb. You know, gosh, just, you know, this part of my face feels a little numb. Huh. Well, maybe you're just getting some Bell's palsy or something. You're fine. Then, unfortunately, the stroke is getting worse. They could have slurred speech, vision issues. You could even have a headache, facial droop. You know, a lot of women get headaches. So they can say, you know, this headache is really, really bad. All right, well, we'll give you something for the headache. And then, unfortunately, they may not get treated as quickly. There's two types of strokes. You have the more common thrombotic stroke or ischemic stroke, where you lose blood supply to part of the brain. 80% of all strokes fall under ischemic. It's kind of like a heart attack, except a brain tissue. Usually you get these plaques, these arteriosclerotic plaques, that unfortunately clog arteries like the carotids, and or these plaques can break off from other parts of the body, go up to the brain. You could also have a blood clot that forms deep in your leg. That could happen during surgery, and this blood clot unfortunately could go up and block a major artery to the brain. Hemorrhagic strokes are less common, and these occur when you just have a bleed of the brain vessel. So a brain vessel starts to bleed, so obviously the blood goes around the brain, right? It's seeping outside the brain tissue, and you're not getting blood flowing into the arterioles and then capillaries that need to get the blood. So unfortunately, that can occur. It's more rare. This could occur if you have high blood pressure, if you have aneurysms, etc. So we treat these strokes, okay? If we think you have a clot, we talked about this with Debbie Reynolds when she unfortunately suffered a stroke a day after losing her daughter, Carrie Fisher. Many times we'll start with aspirin, then we'll give tissue plasminogen to activator called TPA. Sometimes if that doesn't dissolve the clots, we have to surgically remove the clots. With a hemorrhagic stroke, we need to stop the bleed. And we all need to also get the brain the blood supply that it's not getting from the bleed. So many times we have to stop the bleed, and then we have to do other measures. And it's unfortunately strokes. It's a time limit. It's a race against time. And so the American Stroke Association uses the acronym FAST to teach all of us, for us to be aware of how to spot a stroke. So facial drooping for F, arm weakness for A, S, speech difficulty, and then T for time. Time to call 911. Because obviously the sooner a stroke victim receives medical attention, they get a better prognosis. So risk factors for stroke. It scares the hell out of all of us. But a big thing is high blood pressure. High blood pressure, having a family history of stroke, diabetes can put you at risk for stroke. Having cardiovascular disease, artery clogging, such as the heart or the carotids. So if you are more prone to arteriosclerosis, having high cholesterol, diabetes, high blood pressure, smoking, you're also at risk for a stroke, not only a heart attack, but stroke. So smoking is a biggie. Let's say you have an abnormal heart rhythm, like atrial fibrillation. Atrial fibrillation causes the heart to have a inconsistent beat. So rather than going ba-boom, ba-boom, it goes ba-boom, 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 ba-boom. So unfortunately, when that happens, the blood isn't pumped out. So what happens when blood sits? It starts to coagulate. It starts to gel. And then let's say your heart finally gets a nice, good pump. Well, then it shoots out that jelly blood. That could cause a clot. Certain medications, certain drugs can cause a stroke, obesity, being inactive, having an underlying clotting disorder can also put you at risk for a stroke. Sleep apnea is also known as a risk factor for stroke because if you aren't breathing in your sleep, that puts a strain on the heart, that puts strain on the brain. You could have blood vessels try to constrict to try to tighten up the amount of blood they have and force more oxygen into the tissues. So unfortunately, that could predispose you to a stroke. Sleep apnea is where you stop breathing in your sleep, and many times we have to give you a mask to help push the air into the body. If you are over 55, you're at higher risk for stroke than younger individuals. If you're African American, you appear to be more at risk than Caucasians or Hispanics. Of course, men seem to be more affected than women, but women also are at risk. So how do we prevent strokes, right? We got to cut back on the alcohol. Alcohol, believe it or not, increases your heart rate, increases your blood pressure, and we found that people that drink heavy are more at risk for stroke. Drug use, obviously using drugs, tobacco products, smoking, nicotine, using more so tobacco products can make you more thrombogenic, put you more at risk for clots. We want you to control your blood pressure. We want you to control your sugar. We want you to control your cholesterol. And then, of course, you know, if you are at risk for heart disease or a stroke, based on any of the things I told you, we definitely want to make sure you guys are on top of your physicals. I mean, go to your doctor and say, look, my dad had a stroke. If my dad had a stroke, what do you recommend I do? So we say goodbye to Bill Paxton, who unfortunately had a stroke post-operatively. You know, my husband had his gallbladder surgery on Thursday night. And thank you for all the well wishes. You guys rock. Corey had his gallbladder taken out. And immediately what they did was they put the, there's a fancy name for them, but on the lower legs, they do vibratory and massage. It's a pump that helps increase blood circulation to the legs because we don't want somebody, while they're undergoing surgery, to unfortunately form a clot. And so they put those on, and it's funny because he said his legs were really sore afterwards, meaning they must have really worked the legs to help push the blood back to avoid stroke. 1-877-DOCTOR-DALI, 1-877-DOCTOR-DALI.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom Knives, made in America.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, this is going to be a little PG-13 or N-17. All right, looks like we have some other medical news. Very interesting. There's a town in Sweden that apparently wants to swap lunch breaks for sex breaks. And because you get paid during lunch, this could be a little, ethically questionable. I guess there is a council member, Per-Erik Muskos, for a small town in Sweden called Overtornea, and he is campaigning for the town's 550 employees to have, quote-unquote, sex breaks. They would have an hour to make love with their significant other, but would still be paid for that hour of work. Now, this is according to the New York Times. All right. For Muskos, this would help grow the dwindling population and help improve the balance between work and fun. He says sex is a form of fitness, which we all need a little more in our daily lives, he says. And sex can help with the immune function, fighting cancer, burning calories, heart health, and sleep. See, I fall asleep afterwards. How do you go back to work? I don't get it. They say it's safe to say that employees with all of these attributes are likely to be more productive and content in their jobs. They say sex is often in short supply. Everyday life is stressful and the children aren't home. This could be an opportunity for couples to have their own time only for each other. I'm a little confused here. Okay, I mean, I might, mind you, okay, hubby and I, we could be good after about a minute and a half, but I need a nap. And I usually take a good 2-3 hour nap. Then if you want to shower, then if you want to, I don't see how anybody would get back to work. So according to the New York Times, they go, Sweden already offers 480 days of paid parental leave, universal health care, a common ritual of coffee and pastry known as fika. I guess everybody gets coffee and pastry maybe at work. I don't know. And so I think it's a great idea. I've always told my employees when I had my practice to go, walk around during lunchtime, get some exercise. Don't eat lunch here. Why don't you guys walk across the street? If you want to eat lunch here, that's great, but why don't you guys go for a walk? So I like the idea of exercise. I think that's a great idea. I just don't know. I mean, are workplaces, just the commute to get back home. So, I mean, I'm wondering if there's going to be certain rooms available at work. I don't know. They say Sweden has been at the forefront of European countries seeking to engender employee satisfaction. They remember when they experimented with a 6-hour workday in the southern city of Gothenburg? Apparently it was too expensive, so it didn't work. But the proponents of the experiment carried it out over 2 years in a city-run retirement home, and it said the employees were happier, healthier, and more productive. We're not talking about a 6-day work week. We're talking about a 6-hour workday. So 12 to 6, whereas many of our work days are like, what, 6 to 6? Or I know 9 to 5 because of that movie, but nobody really works 9 to 5. So if we took a 9 to 5 job or an 8 to 5, most people work 8 to 5. If we took an 8 to 5, knock that down, that would then be 11 to 5 for 6 hours, I guess, if it didn't include lunch. Now, they say the 6-hour workday has proved successful in the private sector, including at a Toyota vehicle service center. They said that helped improve business. So, listen, I'm all for allowing staff to have extra benefits, allowing staff to bring a dog to work, bring their kid to work, little things that really help improve their day and improve their mood. I think that's great. I just don't know about the sex in the middle. And the other thing, too, also is for some of us women, okay, we really need to get our minds focused, okay? We can't race home somewhere with the exception of us ovulating, okay? And that's the case, then that's like a NASCAR race to, get home, get ready, get pregnant. That's different. But, when you're not ovulating and you're not trying to conceive, usually for us, I mean, it takes hours to get in the mood. I personally like to watch a whole Viggo Mortensen movie or a Michael Fassbender movie. I like to shave my legs. It just takes a whole, I couldn't do it just that quickly. Now, Fox News has an article here. It's Forbes. Forbes News has an article, the study came out a couple weeks ago, or a couple days ago, that straight women apparently have the fewest climaxes or orgasms. This was a study published in the Archives of Sexual Behavior, reveals that when it comes to sexual activity, straight women are having fewer orgasms, right, but from their partners than any other group surveyed. They say lesbian women reported always or almost always achieving orgasm during sex. Women who stuck to male partners only reported having orgasms only 65% of the time. So if Sweden wants to do this, their female workers only maybe 65% may come back happy. 35% may say, nah, that didn't work. Apparently, this was a big study. They looked at 52,500 adults and their sexual habits, including 26,000 self-identified heterosexual men, 24,000 heterosexual women, 452 gay men, 340 lesbian women, 550 bisexual men, and 1,100 bisexual women. And of those polled, straight men apparently had the highest level of climaxes at 95%. Gay and bisexual men did fairly well as well, 89 and 88%. They say women having more issues. So, what does that mean for you or I? I don't know. I don't know. I think we look at sex way differently than we did in the past. Okay, in the past, sex was to procreate, okay? But it was also to have fun. It was also entertainment, okay? When you came home after working on the farm or, I don't know, hunting and gathering or, I don't know, working at the mill or whatever people did in the olden days, usually they tended their yard, okay? There was no TV. There was no radio. So your choice was to sit there and listen to your family and how they went about their day, or tell the kids to go to bed and take wifey to the bedroom. And so sex was different. It was more of a form of entertainment. It was very exciting. The big problem we have now is people are more excited by things surrounding them on a daily basis than sex. People cannot wait for the next Homeland series or House of Cards or whatever. They can't wait for what's on Netflix. They can't wait to see what's on YouTube. They are addicted to their Facebook. They are obsessed with what's going on with politics. And so people are entertained by so much that's out there now that sex is more of just a physical need and a physical gratification. Well, for those that don't need that physical need, they're not going to spend the time and they're not going to, it's going to be a much faster experience. But for those where having a night of romance, you know, I mean, how many people make a whole night of it anymore? They don't. Maybe new couples do or new young lovers do. But many of them will go, let's go watch a Netflix movie or let's go. And I'm not wrong on this. So, you know, when you start to be entertained by other things or find your social place, and, you know, by using social media, etc., that need to be intimate, right, doesn't seem to be as strong. Yes, we'll all need to be intimate. This whole robot thing that's going to be taking over in the bedroom really scares me with robots. So people will still need other people. But it's just sex is different now than it used to be. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Don't go away.
Are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Speak, speak, speak.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So there's a survey that made headlines that's showing half of all college students think that their student loans should be forgiven. LendEDU surveyed college students about financial aid, and they found that half of the people actually thought that when they graduated, the loans go bye-bye. And there is a public service loan forgiveness out there, but only a small percentage of graduates would qualify for that. And I guess there's, you know, certain money that people could get where they don't have, there's grants that they don't have to pay back. But many students didn't know about FAFSA, which is the free application for federal student financial aid. And, you know, many students didn't know that this existed. They didn't even have a comprehension that if they did borrow money, this is something that they owe back. And I think a lot of people go from high school off to college, and they don't realize there's this big change now. Okay, they're now grown-ups. I mean, I have this talk with my kids now all the time. You know, my son just turned 17 yesterday. And I'm like, you know, when you go off to college, you are 18. You know, we, you know, register you for the service. We, you register to vote. We, you have to start paying your own bills. You're going to, you know, I mean, I've been trying to prepare him, but still he's very sheltered because I pay all the bills. You know, I pay for his gas. I don't want to give him a credit card because I don't think he's mature enough yet to handle a credit card properly. You know, and so, but, you know, part of me wishes that I kind of, you know, forced him to be a little bit more on his own. It's hard to do that as a kid. You know, I would have loved to years ago make him handle his own apartment, but you just can't do that. Legally, you're responsible for him when he's 18. So if he has an apartment and other kids come over and drink, it's all on me. I'm his mother. So I, you know, trust me, I wanted to make him more self-sufficient. You know, I want him to buy his own car, buy his own, you know, tuition, pay for his own, and it just, unfortunately, isn't happening like that. And, you know, I had to do it myself, and I didn't want that for him. I, years ago, promised that I would try to make his life as easy as possible, which now I'm learning is not a good thing. Okay? You know, he's got to figure things out. But it looks like a lot of students are in the same boat. They just don't know. 10% never have heard of the federal student aid application. 84% didn't know there was a deadline to turn it in. 16% thought there was a fee to file the application when it's free, so they didn't apply. So, you know, you have a lot of people going into school that are clueless. And the reason why I found that article kind of important was because we, you know, our students used to be, you know, you used to be an adult when you were 13, 14. Okay? You know, once you hit puberty, you were getting married. You know, then you had to support a family by the time you were 14, 15. So back in the old and biblical days, you know, you were already a man or you were already a woman. You know, I mean, you know, before you would have even liked something like Justin Bieber. Now, our 18, 19, 20-year-olds, they're not grown-ups anymore. Many of them are still living at home. They have a bedroom at mom's house. They still play Xbox. They're on their parents' health insurance. And, you know, they just don't feel that need to, you know, do their own work and grow up. And, you know, me as a parent, you know, when I went to college, I got an academic scholarship for my grades. So I didn't have to apply for grants because I got a full ride for my academics. And I just worked a couple part-time jobs to support my rent when I shared an apartment. So I worked at Jack in the Box. I tutored. I worked at the EPA. I hosted at restaurants until I was 21, and I could wait tables. And then in medical school, I you know, waited tables, I bartended, etc. So I just worked for the money that I needed, so I never needed to apply for a grant. And then I took out student loans for medical school. But, you know, some of the students thinking that the loans are going to be forgiven, or maybe they hope that the loans are forgiven, you know, where did we change our thinking from if you want to achieve financial greatness, you're going to have to bust your hump. I mean, you're going to have to bust a move, and you're going to have to work hard, and you're going to have to be smart with the money, and sometimes you're going to have to borrow. And that's one of the first key lessons we learn when it comes to college. You are not rich. You are not wealthy. But you want to get an education, and hopefully get out of the, you know, we were always kind of lower middle class to middle class. We always ranged between those two. So if I wanted to start to get to upper middle class, okay, and maybe even higher, I'm going to have to borrow money, or I'm going to have to do something different than what we're doing. My father fixed appliances. He would go to a house, fix an appliance, make $25, bring it home. Maybe he'd, you know, have five or six home visits, you know, and then that money would help pay the rent, etc. And if I didn't want to do that, where I never knew where the income was coming based on the day, then I was going to have to go to college. But to go to college, I was going to have to work my butt off. I was going to have to borrow money, or I was going to have to, you know, wait tables or whatever, so I had the money to make it work. And then once I got that degree, I was going to have to launch that degree into something. If I didn't make it into medical school because of my grades, then I would have had to get a degree and then maybe teach with that degree or do something. But, you know, we had that plan. We had that thinking. I'm not seeing the kids think like that anymore. They're like, well, no big deal, because I can live at home, and if I don't like this job, I could always do something on YouTube. I could sell, monetize my YouTube videos. You're like, what the hell are you talking about monetizing your YouTube videos? What? Yeah, that's not how you make money. I don't want to insult the millennials by any means, but you have a lot of kids out there that are thinking that way. And they have to realize that if they are going to borrow money to go to school, then they better make school work. And you better get that degree, and then you need to turn around with that degree and get a job, because you have to pay off those student loans. Yes, there's some rumor that after 25, 30 years, the student loan gets forgiven. And so, you know, then you may not have to pay it back. But, you know, how many of us want to wait till we're in our 50s or 60s? Now, we pretty much want to get rid of the student loans because the interest is ridiculous. The sooner you pay off the student loans, the better off you are, because then you aren't dealing with the interest, rather than trying to pay your minimum payment for 25, 30 years. Look, the government's smart. You know, they're trying to make money off of you. But I don't know what the answer is, because if our youth, you know, doesn't realize that it's going to take work, it's going to take money, and then once you invest it, you need to go for broke. You can't drop out of your classes. You can't quit. Right? We got a problem here. So I thought that was kind of frightening, where people thought, yeah, the loan would just go away. And there's a lot of discussion that college should not be something you have to work for or purchase, that college should be free, that students should be able to go to college and get their degree for free. Now, right now, we're using our tax dollars for schools, okay, so, you know, up until the end of high school, so up until you're 18. And many schools aren't getting the funds that they deserve. Right? You think tax dollars are going to be able to now make college free? I don't think there's enough tax dollars to get, you know, five students through college. Right? We don't even put enough money into our regular school systems with our kids. So, we got to go back to, okay, if you want something bad enough, you're going to have to work for it. And, you know, anybody could go to college. There's student loans, there's grants, there's work programs. If you wanted to go to college, you could do it. It's just... We'll talk more about this. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hi, my name's Tim Forehan. I'm a deputy sheriff, and my job, keeping me in shape, is important. I've tried other products to get my weight down, but nothing has worked like Andrew 400. In just 3 months, I've dropped 51 pounds, down from 230 to 179. Plus, the weight's come off in the stomach area. I've gone from a snug 36-inch waist to a 32-inch waist, which I was in high school. I highly recommend the Andrew 400 to all my friends.
Guys, are you frustrated because no matter how hard you try, it seems impossible to lose stubborn belly fat? Then discover why thousands of men each month rely on Andro 400. Lose belly fat, gain energy and confidence, and feel great about yourself. Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435.
Be Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.